The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson with KHLA Algona and John Jensen with the Outlook Monona. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right. Thank you, Senator. I guess, first off, can you talk, I know you've issued some statements about the recent outbreaks of avian influenza that have been impacting cattle here in Iowa and across the country for that matter. And I guess just kind of give us your thoughts on that and what your concerns are there.
Well, first of all, you know, when avian flu first hit our chickens and turkeys 2015, nobody really knew how to handle it. And then over the course of the next few years, maybe very quickly, there were protocols in case of the breakout. And I won't go into those protocols, but they're great cooperation between the Iowa Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture to try to contain it. Well, then this year, for the first time, we found out it's affecting cattle, particularly dairy cattle. I think we're satisfied that the dangers to humans from it, if you're drinking the milk, if it's pasteurized, it's okay. But we have written letters because we aren't worried about how the government handles the outbreak in chickens. But since it's new to cattle, we're just trying to check up to make sure that the left hand knows what the right hand's doing. CDC, USDA, FDA, I think are the main organizations involved in it. And sometimes these agencies have what we call smokestack mentality. They don't communicate with each others. And our letters are meant to urge and to find out that the right hand knows what the left hand's doing. John Jensen.
Thank you, Senator. Last week, President Biden signed an executive order barring immigrants who crossed the southern border unlawfully from receiving asylum. What is your reaction to Biden's action, and will it help the situation at the southern border?
We're hearing early reports that it's not helping at all, and I think it's just an effort to cover up his inactions and his lack of enforcement of law that says you can't enter our country without our permission. And I think he's trying to let people know the number one concern that they have on their mind is either inflation or the border. And he wants to take care of the border issue through this. It just isn't going to wear well with the voter. And then worse yet, we have found out that six countries are exempted from the regulation, and it seems to me the countries I've heard about, particularly China, ought to be foremost of concern of keeping people coming from a communist country to this country from getting in here illegal. And that's gone up from a few hundred 2 years ago to 28,000 so far this year. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, with these outbreaks of avian influenza in cattle and the potential dangers there and whatnot, do you think maybe this might push the farm bill progress maybe a little quicker this year, or do you think it'll have any impact at all?
I think it's unrelated. There will be an issue dealing with avian flu that'll come up yet this year, but it'll be the funding for the Department of Agriculture as it tackles the issues, and as well as the money that we pay out for the euthanizing the birds. And so far, we haven't got into this for cattle. Okay, let's go to John Jensen.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to address Congress July 24th. What questions would you like to ask the Prime Minister, and what would you like to hear from him?
Well, I hope we can hear something that he probably won't say. But he's obviously got to be disgusted with the close working relationship between the United States and Israel, and particularly the words that the president expressed after the October 7th incident that killed 1,200 Israelis, that he was going to be in full support of them. And in the last several months, he's rejected those promises by saying he wasn't going to deliver certain weapons to Israel, that he wanted a stop to the war that would lead to peace. And it seems to me he's not following what Israel said was their motive in going into Gaza to destroy the leadership of the Hamas. And he's backed away from all those positions. And I'd like to have Netanyahu say how that has hurt their efforts to gain their goals at the war. Now, I won't have none of us will have a chance to ask him questions. That's just not the environment for that. Let's go back to Brian.
Yeah, Senator, recently you made a Public Government Accountability Office report, requested that on the Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act from a few years ago. And I guess maybe talk about any information you found about that and maybe how it will be helpful to Iowans.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Senator Warren, a very liberal person, so if you ever think we don't cross party lines to work together on something to help consumers with cheaper hearing aids, we worked together early in the Trump administration, got a bill passed, and then can you believe it? It took HHS 5 years to get the regulations out. So we lost a whole 5 years after the bill was passed to get FDA approval and get the regulations out. So what we hope to accomplish is that we'll make it available for Medicare to a greater extent and make sure that every citizen gets an opportunity to take care of it, because GAO has raised some questions about Medicare and our bill, and that's what we're hoping to get done. And further, there's still need for my Medicare Audiology Improvement Act that makes it easier for people that do have to have hearing tests to get them. And that would be just the class of people that have the most difficult hearing issues. In other words, moderate and less than moderate problems. And it's obviously for Medicare, it's involving the seniors of our country. John, your last question.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is facing calls to step aside from cases involving former President Trump and the January 6th defendants after controversial flags were seen flying above his homes. Should Alito recuse himself from these cases, or is this much ado about nothing?
I just read about three justices recusing themselves from some case. There's a process within the Supreme Court for making the determination of recusal. And the Supreme Court is the judge of that. And it's probably a little bit different than the lower courts, because in Iowa, if one district judge recuses, there's three or four others that could listen to that case. But in the Supreme Court, where you only have nine justices and one or two recuse themselves, you could end up without enough people to hear the case. So I think you got to see the Supreme Court as a special case. And yet, I think they do a good job of considering recusal and do it under their own rules. And so I'm going to leave it up to Alito to make that determination, because it's a very personal determination. But he's going to follow the precedents of the Supreme Court on recusal. And justices from time to time do that recusal. But first of all, I should have said this at the beginning, because I think it's more important in the Alito situation. This is just one more example of the left's and liberal and progressive attack on the Supreme Court. And that's all it is. It's that simple. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and John, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.